This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're talking this week about rekindling our spiritual fire, our passion in our lives for the things of God. And if you're a Christian, there is nothing more important than keeping your relationship with God as your number one priority, the thing that motivates you in life, that excites you about getting up in the morning. What is it that motivates your life? Well, if you allow other things to take first place in your life, you will find your relationship with God growing colder. Listen to what God says about the lukewarm Christian. In the book of Revelation, at the end of the Bible, he sends a message to the church in Laodicea. It says, starting in verse 14 of Revelation 3, "And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." A literal translation would be, I will vomit you out of my mouth. "Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that in reality you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Because of that, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you may become really rich, and white garments that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes that you may see. Those whom I love I reprove and discipline. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come into him and will dine with him, and he with me." Well, what an incredible passage. You're neither cold nor hot, God says to the people in this church. I'd rather you be cold than to be lukewarm, to have this appearance of spirituality when in reality you're just dead and dry inside. Instead of that, instead of trying to maintain enough spirituality to soothe your conscience, but still just live for yourself and basically be a secular person, instead of that, get hot. Get active. Put God first in your life. Be totally committed, either to the world or to God. Don't be a person who's trying to go two ways in life. It never works. But when you put God first, when you seek for His word above all others in your life, and His encouragement before all others, and His truth instead of all others, then, as Woodrow Kroll puts it, you'll be pleasing to Him more than all others are. God loves the person who loves Him. As A.W. Tozer put it, God waits to be wanted. God is waiting, looking for the person who will put Him first in life. You must look at your spiritual life and say, where do I see lukewarmness creeping in? Where is the passion dying down? Focus on your relationship with God and keep God first in your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.